Welcome back to Library Voices SC. I'm Katie.
I'm Pamela.
And we have a very special program today. We have Senator Vincent Shaheen. We're going to interview him about some of his fondest memories of the library and how that plays a role in today's world. So I'm going to hand it over to Pamela to start us off.
Awesome. First of all, Senator, thank you so much for taking time out of a very busy schedule to stop by the South Carolina State Library. We're thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. It's a lot of fun.
Have you been here before?
I am ashamed to say I've never been here before, but had just had an incredibly wonderful tour and learned a lot about what's going on in the building, which is amazing.
There's a lot of things happening in South Carolina libraries in general and the State Library as well. So right off the bat, I know that the listeners out there want to know what your experience with libraries has been. So let's go way back. let's travel back in time to your childhood.
It's getting to be farther and farther back.
It's not that far. You
day.
And I are the same
every
age.
Day.
We're a month apart,
you know.
I think.
No, I had incredible memories of our public library in Kershaw County. In fact, the building that it's in was built not too far before I got to start going. And my mother took us kids to the library regularly. And I spent a lot of time, especially in the summers, which I'm sure is a common theme you hear from people when they have their memories. But I have really great memories of summer reading at the library in Camden. My dad's store was about a block and a half away, so I would maybe go in there, hang out with my dad at his store, maybe do a little work as I got older, and then walk up to the library, meet my mom and my siblings, and have these great summer readings, which were just wonderful and fabulous and very enjoyable.
The history of summer reading programs in South Carolina is a long and very strong program, and we're having great successes even today. Next year, Build a Better World.
Yes.
We could not ask for a better summer reading theme.
Mm-hmm. And so, I get excited when I drive by our library because it's very near my office in Camden in the summers and see the posters up about summer readings. It does bring back a lot of great memories.
This year's posters are going to be they're the best I've seen in years, so look for them. They're going to be great. So you have this experience as a child in a library. It's formative. It means something. How does that change for you as an adult and as a parent?
Well, I think when you get older and have your own children, you do tend to revisit those experiences you had as a child. So as our children were growing up, and two of mine are in college and one's in high school, we did continue to, in that tradition of having the kids go to the library, experiencing the library with them. My wife especially spent a lot of time with them in the library as we were sharing our parental duties. And you did see the changes. You saw the changes of more electronics.
Sure.
You saw the changes of more people using the library as a community center almost. A lot of the public coming in that as a child maybe they were there to read books, now they're there to use the computers, use periodicals. And so those are differences, but it is fun to see some of the things stay the same, like the summer reading program, like the ability to get great books and hold them in your hand and turn the pages. And that's a good feeling for somebody like me who does love to read.
And I'm sure it's interesting to see how things have changed just from the way that you used the library when you were a kid versus your children.
It is. They used it and use it very differently than I did. And of course, although I don't read books electronically, my wife and my kids definitely do. And so they're able to do that as well. And it's a fabulous resource to be able to get, you know, almost any book at any time.
It's access. It's all about access to information. And some of us prefer that hard copy, like my 11-year-old prefers that hard copy.
Yeah, I do too.
I know the feeling.
But I'll take the electronic copy any day. So we both have access in ways that meet our needs.
Yes.
And we can't please everybody all of the time, but we can certainly strive to provide as many access points to people as possible, which is really great. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
I do. I'm curious to know, what is your vision of the future of libraries?
Well, I think that libraries continue to play an incredibly important role and will in the future, and maybe most importantly for someone like me, who tends to interact with the public a lot, is having libraries continue to be really kind of a center of a community. So I live in a small town. The library is located in the center of town. And really, it's a gathering place for people, whether it's just for events, because they have pretty good event room, or for people to look for employment. We have a lot of people that use our libraries to get online. But they are, and I think will continue to be, and need to continue to be, centers of the community. Also, of course, we want them to be centers of knowledge and places that people can become better informed citizens, which I think we need more and more of every day.
Absolutely. That was the vision of the original library, to have an informed, educated citizenry, and I think libraries still meet those needs today. And I think they will continue to.
I think they do, and you know, when you're in a community and you see the library in a prominent position, a prominent place, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like that community knows how important knowledge and culture is.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, what's the role between government and libraries?
I think they're linked critically, and I think government traditionally has provided support to libraries. I mean, our libraries in our counties are public libraries. They are government libraries, and we should be proud of that. I think we should be proud when we all come together to form institutions that better a community. And I can think of no institutions that better exemplify that than libraries. They are us together providing for a better community.
Absolutely. Gosh, I think that might be the best note to end on.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Katie.
I'm Pamela. And we're keeping it short
and sweet.